We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So do you wish people a Merry Christmas at this time of year or a Happy Holiday? And why? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, December 11th. Do you take offense if you're wished a happy holiday, if you're Christian? Or if you're not, are you troubled if someone wishes you a Merry Christmas? Why does this debate keep coming up every year? Can we settle this ongoing battle in the so-called war on Christmas this hour? Well, we'll try. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest wrote a piece that appeared recently on the Huffington Post. It was entitled Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas, the last thing that ever needs to be said about it. We'll see. Our guest is Reverend Paul Rauschenbusch, senior religion editor for the Huffington Post, former president of the Association of College and University Religious Affairs, former associate dean of religious life and the chapel at Princeton University, author of Teen Spirit, One World, Many Faiths. He's also a proud Madisonian. Well, that's wonderful. Welcome back to Wisconsin via the radio.
I am so glad to be with you, Joy. Thank you so much for having me.
In fact, the Huffington Post piece, maybe not at your beck and call, I think ran an image of the Wisconsin State Capitol with the one-time holiday tree, now the Christmas tree, in the rotunda.
Yeah, that's not an accident. I put it there.
Okay.
You know, you have small privileges of being an editor.
Well, there we go. Well, that explains that to some extent, but I certainly related to it because this is an ongoing argument in Wisconsin as it is all over the country. Now we have Sarah Palin, former governor of Alaska, with her new book out, and I think in Texas a group of conservatives reminded everybody this week that it is legal to say Merry Christmas. And you say that this is the last thing that ever needs to be said, but give us your thoughts. Why does this debate keep on resurfacing every year?
Well, the wider picture, I think, is that we are a much more inclusive, pluralistic society than we have ever been. A lot of that, you know, people should be aware that in 1965 we changed our immigration laws. And so a lot more people from different cultures, different countries have come in. And this is a good thing. So a lot of the assumptions around, you know, what our culture is, who we are as a nation, are beginning to be challenged in good ways, in positive ways. And so It's not a completely surprising debate. It's a frustrating one because I don't think it needs to be as contentious and difficult as it always is around this time of year. I don't think it has to be so combative, but I think a lot of people are kind of making their money off of that. I mean, it's clear that, you know, Sarah Palin is making her money off of it. And so what I was trying to do was really to say, let's just realize that we are a nation that continues to be defined by who is living here now, who is present, and how we understand our heritage, and how we can go forward together as a people. So I think it's not surprising it's happening, but I think the tone of it is always so overwrought, and it doesn't need to be that way.
Well, I will say that I have said happy holidays for many, many years. And I don't think it was out of political correctness. It was because I did not know whether people were celebrating Christmas or another winter holiday. And that's a part of your piece, that's why Happy Holidays is there.
Joy, I think that's exactly the way you use it. I think it comes down to etiquette. I think it comes down to being polite to people. You know, there are, for instance, if a friend says to me, Merry Christmas. That sounds great to me because I happen to be a Christian, and I respond to that. If they say Happy Holidays to me, that equally is not offensive to me. It means that they don't, like, they're not sure, or they just want to be all-encompassing. But I think it really comes down to, you know, if you know someone is celebrating Hanukkah, you can say Happy Hanukkah to them. You can, you know, or if you are not sure, say Happy Holidays. I think really what it is like just kind of a greeting that says, hey, you know, I hope this time of year is well for you, that you're, you know, I'm greeting you in a proper way. It does not need to be so, we don't need to be so sensitive about it. I actually, you know, if someone says Happy Hanukkah to me, I'm like, great. You know, if especially if a Jew says it to me, I'm like, okay, great, you're including me in your thing. So I also don't think people need to be overly sensitive if someone says Merry Christmas to them and they're not. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be viewed as an insult. For instance, during the holy month of Ramadan, I often try to say to my Muslim friends, Ramadan Mubarak, so that they will recognize that I recognize them, that I am acknowledging their tradition. If they say it back to me, that feels fine. That feels great that they're kind of including me in their celebration. It doesn't mean, and now you are a Muslim. You know, I think we can recognize that if the intentions are good, then we should try to receive them that way.
Yeah. Do you understand the concerns of some Christians who think that we are taking Christ out of Christmas?
Well, I think the only person who can take Christ out of Christmas is the individual themselves or the family themselves. That is a spiritual concern. It's completely divorced from this greeting. You know, if you want to talk about taking the Christ out of Christmas, you should look at the incredible commercialization that happens during this time. You should really be outraged by, you know, the inequality that we see where some people have so much and are spending so extravagantly on themselves, and we have other people who are starving. If you're worried about the Christ in Christmas, you should pray for an hour a day and be in touch with God and be in touch with Jesus and really use this time of Advent and Christmas as a way of reinforcing your spiritual life and the spiritual life of your community and of your family, and not blame other people for taking the Christ out of Christmas. That's certainly, it's not anybody else's job to do your spiritual life. So I think that that's a false, a straw, what is it called? A straw?
Straw horse?
Paper tiger or something. You know, it's not really what the problem is.
And red herring, that's it.
Yeah, so I just don't think that that's not what will take the Christ out of Christmas at all. Really, you know, Christians are responsible. Go to church more. I mean, you can't require society to enforce your beliefs. That's actually really not what the United States is about. It is about the individual to have a right to express their beliefs, but not to require everybody else to reinforce that for them.
On the other hand, you do note that communities, governments that have renamed their Christmas trees holiday trees, that's silly too.
Well, I kind of feel like we shouldn't pretend things are not what they are. I mean, if a Christmas tree is recognized as a Christmas tree, you know, that is totally fine. And yes, it's true that it comes from pagan roots and all of that. But in this country, Christmas trees are Christmas trees. They come, you know, we kind of got them via Germany, and it's become a part of our culture. That's what we call a Christmas tree, and it's fine to call it a Christmas tree, just as it's fine to call a menorah a menorah. It's fine to if there's a Kwanzaa display, we should call it what it is. We shouldn't. We don't need to kind of muddy the waters so much. We should just include more things of what they are and be clear about what they are. And again, that won't disrespect you. It won't disrespect anyone. It won't kill anyone to have a Christmas tree near them. Just as long as there's space made for other symbols of other traditions that are equally sacred.
Well, it's not sacred, but one of our Facebook listeners pointed out that we also have a Festivus pole in the Capitol Rotunda here in Madison, Florida as well.
Yes, yes, and I think that, I mean, you know, it's funny, and it has become a cultural thing. There are many people who actually identify with that, and I think it's part of the season spirit, honestly. I mean, that became an iconic moment from Seinfeld. And I don't think it has to be a flashpoint. It can just be kind of a smile point, because it is like kind of acknowledging Festivus for the rest of us. I mean, that's a great slogan. And it also indicates some of the frustration of people who are not in this kind of warm bubble of Christmas. To recognize, okay, we can be a part of this fun season, and it doesn't have to be so us and them. It can be us and them, and so not or, but and. So I don't have a problem with that. I watched this just horrible exchange on Fox News between, you know, this atheist and this, hardcore Catholic, and it was just so adversarial, and they were each painting each other in the worst light, and it just doesn't have to be that way.
We are talking with Reverend Paul Rauschenbusch. He is senior religion editor for the Huffington Post, and we are talking with him about his recent piece, Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas, the last thing that ever needs to be said about it. And we're welcoming your opinion on the so-called war on Christmas. Do you make a distinction between Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays? When do you use one over the other? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also get in on the discussion on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah. Happy Kwanzaa. All right. Together there is so much we can do.
We are talking with the senior religion editor at the Huffington Post about the war on Christmas, the so-called war on Christmas, and whether we should be wishing one another happy holidays or Merry Christmas at this time of year, or how about Happy Kwanzaa or Happy Hanukkah. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What do you say and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Reverend Paul Rauschenbusch. He is the senior religion editor for the Huffington Post and also former president of the Association of College and University Religious Affairs, former associate dean of religious life and the chapel at Princeton University. And let's take a call from Jane in Eau Claire. Hello, Jane.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call and, I just love what your guest just said about Christians being outraged about not saying Merry Christmas, but not being outraged about things like the consumerism and the inequity and people starving and those sorts of things. As a Christian, I thought that was a great comment.
Yeah.
Just wanted to thank him.
All right. Thanks very much, Jane. Further comment on that?
Well, I really appreciate the affirmation, and I think it's just that is really the spirit. If Christians really want to talk about why Christianity is important to them and why Jesus is important to them, then perhaps we should accentuate the fact that Jesus was born in a manger, or it's more like a cave if you go to Bethlehem like I have. And because there was no room for them, and, you know, Jesus as a constant spokesperson and someone who really loved the poor, loved the marginalized, loved those who were most outcast by society, and why don't we actually spend less time yammering on about how everybody's warring on Christmas, and actually go out and do something about and be with and love and empower those who are powerless in this time of year. I mean, that would be a testimony to Christmas much more than kind of being this kind of faux outrage that sells books and creates good copy.
Yeah, it seems to me that one of the Fox News hosts recently said, hey, Hanukkah is over, so there's no reason to say happy holidays. It's only Merry Christmas. What's your response to that?
Well, Hanukkah came amazingly early this year, and, you know, unusually early. But doesn't mean that Jews are not still around during December, and it doesn't mean that there is no such thing as Kwanzaa, and it doesn't mean that there's no such thing as the winter solstice, which many people hold dear. And I think basically what we also have to remember is that this is a season that somehow, you know, as our culture has evolved, and you know, in some ways, largely through consumerism. Has become a time of kind of a, you know, festival spirit, a festivus for the rest of us, for all of us. And we've all started becoming recognized that this is a season of celebration, of family, of exchanging gifts. So it doesn't matter specifically that Hanukkah is not falling during this time. That's like kind of a time-sensitive argument, which makes no sense. So say if Hanukkah stopped at the 16th of December, would that mean that from the 17th on, all you could say was Merry Christmas? Happy Holidays is really just a way of greeting one another, and it's a way of just acknowledging a wider season of spiritual, not spiritual, but like kind of a something that we can all enjoy together. And I think it's a polite thing to say. No one should ever take offense at Happy Holidays. They just shouldn't. And Christians don't have a right for everybody to say, oh, well, Merry Christmas. You have to say Merry Christmas to me. That's ridiculous. No other religious group in this country insists on that right. It's a nice thing to do if you know someone is a practicing Christian and that's their faith is important to them. Then it's a very kind, polite thing to do, to say Merry Christmas to them. But when you don't know that, even people who you know are of Christian descent, they may not practice Christianity. And so a Happy Holidays is still the almost more appropriate greeting for that. So I just think that we have to just let it go. Not be so sensitive about what we say, but understand the intention behind it.
Let's take another call from Troy in Muskego. Hello, Troy.
Hello. I was just going to say that I grew up Christian, but I don't use the word Merry Christmas. I don't really practice the actual holiday, but I do believe it's a generational thing. I believe that as the younger, you know, my generation is coming up, we use the term more Happy Holidays just because it's just around us more, and that's what we grew up with. I think a lot of people that are a little older, they grew up with the whole Merry Christmas a lot more. So I wouldn't really be upset with them if they're using that term because it's part of their generation. It's the way they grew up. They grew up with a lot of different things, you know. And I just think that's something that's going to phase out as generations come up with the way things are so much more diverse now.
Is it a generational thing, Reverend Moschenbush?
I think that's a really smart point. I know that my grandmother, who was, I'm a proud Madisonian. We would go visit my grandmother, who was of Jewish descent. My grandfather was of Christian descent. They had a Christmas tree. It was no big deal. I think it was really common to say Merry Christmas at that time. I think it's much less common now, and I think that. It will become more like, you know, hopefully more kind of what I'm trying to say here. Let's be specific with whom we're greeting and as much as possible honor one another's traditions. And then, you know, do the wider greeting of Happy Holidays when we're doing some sort of bigger or generic greeting. But I think the caller's point is very well taken, that I think that this is something that is a generational thing, and it's understandable. That was part of what I was trying to get at also in my piece, was that it's understandable for people of the older generation to feel like, well, what's happening to this world? Because we are more diverse, and we are more pluralistic, and we are also more encouraging of different religious traditions to be recognized and to be included in the wider way we understand ourselves religiously. So I think the caller's point is really well made.
James on Facebook quotes astronomer Neil deGrasse Tyson, who says holiday derives from holy day. So it's underinformed to assert that happy holidays does not reference God. How about that?
Well, again, I don't think, I mean, I think holy days, I actually use the word holy days often when I'm talking on Huffington Post on the religion section, when I'm writing up, say, Hanukkah or Christmas or different Muslim holidays or pagan holidays. I use holy days as opposed to holiday because I recognize that that's what it is. I would say the question of God is not always true because you could call, for instance, we're going to have Bodhi Day on January 8th, I think, which is the day that Buddhists recognize the Buddha's enlightenment. That's not necessarily about God, but it is still a holy day for Buddhists. So we can recognize that something can be a holy day without necessarily including the idea of God or gods.
And don't forget New Year's. It's considered a holiday with no secular holiday. Anyway, we will continue talking about Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas, this ongoing skirmish in the so-called War on Christmas, after we check the latest news. This is the Ideas Network.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Our guest this hour writes in the Huffington Post, "The Merry Christmas versus Happy Holiday debate is not that complicated and is solved with basic etiquette. If you know someone who is a Christian who is celebrating Christmas, you should say to them, 'Merry Christmas.' Likewise, say 'Happy Hanukkah' to a person you know is Jewish, etc. However, if you don't know the spiritual tradition of a coworker, a friend, or stranger in the elevator, but wish to offer them a season's greeting, a simple 'Happy Holiday' is not at all an insult or a denigration of Christmas or any other tradition. Do you agree with that? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We wonder what you think, whether or not you think this is just a matter of basic etiquette since there are so many winter holidays, or if you are somehow offended as a Christian, you think that people are trying to take the Christ out of Christmas. Our guest is the religion editor, the senior religion editor for the Huffington Post this hour, who wrote this piece on our seasonal greetings and how this debate keeps resurfacing in the so-called War on Christmas. He is the Reverend Paul Rauschenbusch. He is also former president of the Association of College and University Religious Affairs, former associate dean of religious life and the chapel at Princeton University, and author of Teen Spirit, One World, Many Faiths. And we welcome your participation. And I was going to ask you, Reverend Rauschenbusch, you are a ordained Baptist minister, and you've held all these other positions, and now you are senior religion editor at the Huffington Post. How did that come about?
Well, I had been working online for almost as long as I had been ordained. I was one of the editors at BeliefNet, which was a large religion website back in 1999, 2000, 2001. And I had continued to work with them a little bit. When I was at Princeton, I actually just wrote Arianna Huffington out of the blue and said, "You're not doing religion, and I can do it for you." And she wrote me right back and said, "I love it. Let's do it." So we started about 4 years ago this month, and it's become the largest religion website in the country, one of the largest in the world, and really dedicated to a pluralistic, positive, productive religious conversation and promoting good voices on the internet that can talk about religion in intelligent ways. And that's the mission for it. And so I view it as a ministry and in the sense that a lot of my work has been about convening, interfaith forums to talk about religious importance and also to talk about the way we can all work together to improve this world.
Yeah, and did you get a lot of reaction to this particular piece that was on this debate, which you wrote, this should be, you know, the last thing that needs to be said about it?
It actually did incredibly well. From around the country, people were, it got shared a lot. And I've been on several talk shows. It's interesting that some of them are very adversarial about the piece. They don't like it. they really strongly adhere to this Merry Christmas. Those are some of the more conservative talk shows. But I think it was one of these things that kind of bubbled up in me. I just was like, oh, we can't talk about this again. This is not that hard. And I know it like strikes a deep chord in people, so I'm not diminishing that, but I do think it's solvable. And it doesn't need to be something that rips apart the fabric of society every time, every December. We can just calm down a little bit about it. And I'm from an interfaith background myself. My grandmother was Jewish, and so I grew up with a kind of a sensibility around, how do we talk to one another with respect? I think that's a really important lesson for us to learn, both as an American society, but as a world as well.
Matthew on Facebook says, when I say Merry Christmas, what I am saying is Merry Christmas. What I mean when I say that is greetings. My cultural expression at this time of year is one of happiness and gratitude, and I hope that you too are able to enjoy this happiness and gratitude. Remember, you can control your reaction to someone else's action. You have the choice to react to a seasonal, perhaps even religious greeting as you choose. If you are looking to be offended, you can be, but that is your choice. Let me have mine. What do you think?
I love that. I think that's exactly right. I think no one should be offended if someone says to them Merry Christmas, not because it's not really and recognizing that it's about the person who's saying it more so than assuming things about you. I mean, this is, we do have control over the way we understand, the intention. Now, if someone were to say Merry Christmas with a very pointed sort of like, I'm saying that because I can and because I should and because you should be, you should take my Christmasness and, that would be a different way of saying it. Kind of saying like, I'm saying it because, gosh darn it, it's my right to say it. This fellow who, just wrote on Facebook is just saying, this is my expression of goodwill. And that's great. I think that there's no problem with that. Just as if someone were to say Happy Hanukkah to me or Joyous Kwanzaa to me, I would be like, great, thank you very much. There would be nothing offensive about that because they were just wishing me well in the idiom that they have.
Yeah, there's a Facebook a post that's going around that will say this person, and an arrow would point to the person who posted it, says Merry Christmas, and it seems almost adversarial.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen that exactly, but I just don't, again, I think it's so sad. I mean, we have so many real issues in our society. We have so many real problems. And the fact that people are getting their, especially I think Christians really need to relax about this and really focus on their spiritual life and what they're, why they feel Christmas is important. And that is not something that needs to be negotiate in the public square. It can be an expression of it in the public square, but really, like, don't work out your spirituality on other people. You have to do it for yourself, and you have to do it for your own family and for your own church, and that's a very appropriate and important thing to do at this time of year.
Speaking of the public square, you do in the piece say that it does get a little trickier in the public school. And schools, there seems to have been little flare-ups here and there over what's appropriate and what's not in the public school. For instance, I guess there's another one right now this week in Texas with its legal to say Merry Christmas law on the books, where one school in Texas is holding a winter party, and they're being very concerned about whether there should be a Christmas tree or you know, that sort of thing. And a parent sent out the notice to, you know, to everybody that this is a winter party, not a Christmas party, and people are all up in arms.
Yeah, I actually think, you could say even a winter holiday party and include everything. I mean, really include, you know, I think kids are a little young for a Festivus, but, you know, but include, you know, the winter solstice, include Kwanzaa, include Hanukkah, and it's a great opportunity for recognizing the diversity. I think people need to remember that, you know, it's fine to, you know, to say, okay, well, this is the time for Christmas, but there's a lot of people who aren't Christian, and it's really like we have to recognize that let's include them in the festival and say, oh, okay, let's have like a menorah and learn about what Jews do this time of year. Let's talk about Kwanzaa. Let's talk about the winter solstice and how that is, you know, has been throughout the ages an important time, an important transition. And it doesn't have to be adversarial. I think that, again, it goes back to, in some ways, what your earlier caller said about generational. We don't, you know, there was a time, and I think even in Madison, I went to Hoyt School in Madison, which is, I guess, no longer elementary school. You know, I think we probably did have Christmas parties and things like that. But I know there were Jewish kids in the block, and you know, I hate to think that they were feeling like, oh, this is for other people, not for me. And let's remember the other in this debate. I think it's fine to have a winter party, and it's fine also to have a Christmas tree at it and a menorah, and you know, and people should be able to wear green and red, which of course they are. There's a like kind of a fake thing going on that no one can wear green and red, and it's like, well, what? So that's not true. But I think that it still is a truly American message to be more inclusive, to welcome everyone, because that's the country that we are. It's a pluralistic country that can recognize everybody.
We are talking with Reverend Paul Rauschenbusch. He is senior religion editor at the Huffington Post, and we are talking with him about the ongoing battle, the so-called war on Christmas, whether we should wish one another happy holidays or Merry Christmas. What do you do and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about the ongoing debate over our seasonal greetings from Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. What do you say and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show. Let's take another caller. We have Andrew in Saukville with us now. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Yes, what is your thought on the debate over Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays?
Well, going back to what the speaker was saying before break, I generally tend to say Merry Christmas, but I will throw in some of the other holidays as well, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Festivus, Saturnalia even. But for the most part, I'm just wishing them the happy day or set of days as described by the holiday. Not so much that particular religion. However, I do take one offense is if somebody goes up and says Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, and the person they're talking to pointedly says Happy Holidays back at them, I find that a bit offensive because you're denying them their religious expression.
All right, so if somebody says to me Merry Christmas, Reverend Rauschenbusch, I should say Merry Christmas back?
Again, I'm not sure that it certainly, I think it's hard to argue that that curtails freedom of religious expression, because that is something that we hold. And I think if you've said Merry Christmas, you've had your freedom of expression. And then freedom of expression is really, you know, someone can, you know, say their own thing, and that's their freedom of expression as far as how they respond. I think, again, it really comes down to the way things are said. So if someone says Merry Christmas and then someone says, well, Happy Holidays, it's kind of like a little bit of a slap in the face, especially if the original intent was just to say, hey, you know, Merry, you know, well wishes, have a good day. We don't need to politicize every interaction. We don't need to kind of reinforce our war on Christmas and which side we're taking and all of that. If someone says Merry Christmas to you, it's not going to kill you. It basically means that they're coming from a place of Merry Christmas. You can say it back to them, even if it's not your tradition. I think that that's fine. But if your kind of gut instinct is just to respond Happy Holidays, then that's the same spirit, and that's, I think, what's important here. I don't think the freedom of religious expression, that's an important value, but it's something that we hold on to for ourselves, and someone else really can't take it away from us by what they say.
Andy on Facebook says, do we have to fight over everything in this life, Americans? say what you want and let others say what they want. Christianity will not suffer from a greeting of Happy Holidays.
Okay. I agree. I think that we're really, you know, I mean, there's so much that that we can do together, and there's so much ways that we can find common ground. And we, you know, that's the reason I think the phrase war on Christmas is something that was completely fabricated. And I don't think it's real. I think it is a reflection of people being very uncomfortable with a pluralistic society. But I think what we need to do is say, like, you know, we need to somehow rephrase it so that it's really, you know, the widening of the holiday spirit or something like that. That's not so, like, no one is, let's not all play the victim here. There's no, you know, I think we're all doing fine. This is not going to be the thing that should not be the thing that tears us apart. Especially, you know, it's meant to be a lovely time, and it can be. And I actually think one of the cures for all of this is to include one another in our festivities. So I love being invited to a Hanukkah, one of the nights of Hanukkah, and really, you know, going through it and learning more about the spirit. I would love to be invited to a celebration of Kwanzaa so I could learn a little bit more, or a solstice party where we really talk about the turning of the seasons and some of the pagan roots of the solstice and how it's been recognized throughout history. Just as I think that it's fine to, if people wanted to come to my house to go to a Christmas service and sing the hymns, it's so beautiful, it's so special, and then we can understand why we hold these things dear. And that's a really big opportunity, and I think we don't do enough of it, is to include one another in our sacred rituals so that we can have a better understanding of why we hold them dear.
You know, Daryl in Exonia called in to say that he is not Christian, and he finds it offensive that he goes to work and there's Christmas music playing all day, and it's on the radio when he drives home, and it's all over the TV when he gets home with specials and the like. He says, there are people in the world who don't want to hear this all the time, thank you. A comment on that?
Yeah, well, I do think that if it's like incessantly at work, I mean, then that's a you know, kind of an HR question, mm-hmm. that, you know, could be addressed. You know, if you don't... television channels and commercial outlets are doing it because it's profitable, it's, you know, interesting to people, and so you can always turn the channel. You don't have to listen to the Christmas music, mm-hmm. on the radio or on t- TV, and you know, but it is, you know, it is everywhere. I mean, that's for sure. We ran a piece about like a Jew's response to, you know, to Christmas, and you know, he was like, and I'm in New York, you know, which is very Jewish, but still, it's kind of everywhere. You can't escape it. But I also, you know, I do think that it's something where you just have to kind of recognize that there is a strong Christian history to the country, and there's going to be this, and it's just not going to kill you. I don't think but at the same time, it should not be placed, you know, we shouldn't assume that everybody wants to participate. But the truth is that stores and other places are going to be really involved in it because, in some ways, the majority of the people still are.
Debbie emails, recognizing and including other viewpoints is such a healthy and, in my opinion, beneficial approach to social growth and well-being. If your message is a joyful one and genuinely of good cheer, what difference do the words make?
Yeah, I like that. I think it's a very healthy, positive. It can be a very healthy, positive time. And I also think that it's okay to be specific. That's the reason I'm saying, like, let's call it a Christmas tree, and let's, like, you know, they're very pretty, and come over, and even if you're not Christian. Come over and be a part of a, you know, some sort of service. And I just think that there's ways that we can include one another in our lives that is not like proselytizing. That's not what I mean. I just mean like saying, hey, this is really important to me, and it's beautiful, and it's an important cultural aspect. So you can come to mine, and I want to come to yours. What's important to you? And I think there's actually a new, I don't know if we can call it a holy day, but there's a new day. It's called Human Light, which is started by secular humanists. I think it's on the 21st or something. It's kind of, you know, it's just been fabricated, but it's like, you know, it's as real as many things. And it's kind of celebrating human rationality, human ability to be creative, and all of these things, which are important. And so I think instead of using this time to kind of tear other traditions down, I think that even the atheist community could really talk about what is amazing about the possibility of rational thought and philosophy and things like that that have advanced society, that are beautiful, that talk about aesthetics, just as Christians can kind of point to Bach and point to other, like, you know, religious music that is inspiring to them.
Well, this has been very thought-provoking, and I want to thank you so much for being with us, and I guess I can wish you a very Merry Christmas.
I appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Yes, thanks very much. Reverend Paul Rauschenbusch is a senior religion editor for the Huffington Post and author of a piece on Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas, the last thing that ever needs to be said about it. Thanks to Marika Saval and Christy Taylor for producing the program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Yeah.